Do you have a podcast? Are you growing your show, or are you just creating content just for yourself and your friends and maybe your mom listening? Well, if you feel like you have a show and it could be growing a little bit more, you're not going to want to miss today's episode.
These quick cast episodes are designed so that you can dive right into the world of social media, what's happening right now, trends that are working, and strategies that we're seeing success with. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome back to this week's Rocky Mountain Marketing Quick Cast. As you know, obviously you're tuned in right now. I have a podcast, Rocky Mountain Marketing, and it's been something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. Honestly, it is the thing that I am most consistent with in my business. I have been most consistent with for the past 4 years. Social media, email, updating the website, all of that. It can come and go, but podcast, I've never missed a week. And in fact, I've actually added episodes. So now I'm doing episodes twice a week. But I didn't start here. I was just like you. And if you don't have a podcast or if you do have a show, the hardest part is getting started. My very first episode, it's still available. If you want to go listen to a terrible podcast episode, go check out episode 1 or 2 of Rocky Mountain Marketing. But I leave them there because it's a great reminder of where we come from. You all know how podcasting is very near and dear to my heart. I think it is one of the best ways to grow your brand. Honestly, if you have a podcast, you have a content generating machine. With tools like Capshow, you can take your podcast and repurpose it into social media, blogs, lead magnets, you name it. If you don't have a podcast, you're stuck trying to drive new information out of one small idea each and every week. So if you haven't started a podcast yet, and really the biggest thing that's holding you back is just getting started, well, again, go listen to episode 1. I come from radio and it is pretty terrible. But if you already have a show, and let's say it's gotten a little flatlined, maybe you've been seeing some growth and now it's kind of plateaued out a bit, what could you do to make some of those changes that are really going to have a big impact on not just growing your show, but how you can repurpose all of that content across the digital landscape? Well, I do want to share that I am giving a complimentary podcast audit just for quarter 2. So I'm only giving away 20 of these, and I've already had 5 people sign up. So I had originally 25. Now I'm down to 20. But if you want one of these to see if you're doing all the right things, go to KatieBrinkley.live/21 for your complimentary audit. These are some of the things that you can look at on your own to see, where have you maybe been missing the mark with your podcast? Some tweaks that you could be making that will have maximum impact. I recently sat down with Mark Schlereth, for those of you who are from Denver or are big sports fans. He's a former ESPN analyst, and he has a podcast called the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. We sat down together, did one of these audits. He made a couple tweaks, and he's gone from 3,000 subscribers to nearly 12,000. He has just skyrocketed over 3 weeks since sitting down together. Be sure to take advantage of these audits. Some of the things that you can look at for your podcast, if you've hit the plateau or if you feel like you could be doing more, are these 4 things. So the very first one I want you to look at is the content and the structure. So really, is the stuff that you're talking about resonating with people? Make sure that you are talking about what you say you're going to be talking about. If I showed up to the Rocky Mountain Marketing Podcast and I decided to do a deep dive on my favorite coffee blends, it would be on brand for Katie Brinkley. But for all of you who tune in every week and want to hear about different digital marketing strategies, trends, tactics, you'd be a little confused. Make sure that the relevancy is with what you have put out there into the podcast space. It's accurate, and that people are actually listening the whole way through. One of the best ways to see if your audience listens all the way through is to see where the drop-off is. Where is the peak for your listens in your podcast downloads? Are people listening to the full episode? That was one of the things I learned with mine. I was going over and had about 45-minute episodes at the beginning, and people were tuning out around the 25-minute mark. I made the change, made my podcasts around 30-ish minutes, and everything changed. I had better listen-through rates. People were completing it, getting all the way through to the call to action at the end. Look to see when people are dropping off. Also, I want to talk about, just as far as content and structure, I want to make sure that you look at see who you're bringing on the show. How are the guests? All of my guests, I personally reach out to see if they'd like to come on the show. A lot of people I've seen speak in person, and then I ask them to come and speak on the show to share some of their brilliance with you all. Make sure that the guests that you're bringing on are relevant. I've had a lot of people reach out to me through podcast agencies that I turned down because I don't believe that their content would be relevant for my audience. Look to see who it is that you are bringing on to your show. Number two, look at your tech. How's the audio sound? If you're using your laptop microphone, stop it now. It's better for you to go and use the voice memo feature on your iPhone and go sit in the closet than it is for you to use your laptop microphone. Try to get into a quiet place. For those of you that have been watching or tuning into the podcast for a few years now, you'll remember a lot of the technical issues, the sound issues I had for this podcast when I was at my old office space. Beautiful office space, but I was surrounded by windows and high ceilings. I tried to combat that by talking into a padded box, but then I couldn't have the video. So look to see what it is, if your sound is good, how you can maybe up your tech game just a little bit, especially for a podcast. I put my podcast onto YouTube, so I have quite a big following on YouTube now since I've started regularly contributing content over there. But the thing is, this is a podcast first. I need to make sure that my audio sounds good. Audio is the most important thing when it comes to a podcast. So look at your tech and see how you sound.
Hey there, Rocky Mountain marketing fans. This is Rich Brooks of the Agents of Change. If you're like me, you're a big fan of Katie Brinkley, which is why I asked her to be part of our first ever digital marketing summit. That's right. I've crowded 30 of today's top digital marketers to present at this virtual event running from April 24th through the 26th, and it's absolutely free to attend. You can watch all 30 sessions live, but if you really want to up your marketing game, be sure to check out our two VIP packages. Head on over to theagentsofchange.com/KatieBrinkley2024 and reserve your spot now. I'll see you at the summit.
Number three, look at your podcast marketing and see if you're promoting it the right way. You all know that I am a huge proponent of not just saying new episode. Draw your people in. The four-post strategy is one of the best ways to get people to listen to your show without directly saying, hey, there's a new podcast episode. Use the four-post strategy to promote your show so that you're drawing in your audience and piquing their interest throughout the week without just saying new episode time and time again. And then number four, look at what you're doing on the legal side of things. I've been so fortunate to have a number of attorneys come on to Rocky Mountain Marketing. And the attorneys I've brought on have been specific for those of us in the digital marketing space, those of us who have a podcast or using social media or writing blogs. One of the best tips that they've shared is making sure that all of your content, including the music that you have in your podcast, the guest appearances, you are getting that signed off and you're getting releases. How terrible would it be if I brought on, I don't know, let's say Amy Porterfield comes on my show. We have an amazing conversation and she shares a story that she's never shared anywhere else, but I didn't have a guest release form. And she says, actually, I don't like you sharing that. But it's after I've maybe gotten 100,000 downloads. Now I have to lose all that and all that momentum. Make sure that you're getting those releases and that you are doing everything to the best legal practice that you possibly can. Really, doing a podcast audit is going to give you invaluable insights into what you're doing, what's working well, what's not working, who your audience is, what could be improved. If you haven't done it, those are just four quick things you can do on your own. If you'd like to sit down with me, again, I'm only going to be giving away 20 more of these. So go to katiebrinkley.live/21 to get your complimentary podcast audit. If you don't have a podcast yet and you want to launch one, we can sit down and talk about it. If you have a podcast and it's gotten a little stalled, the only thing that I request if you do currently have a podcast is that you have at least 1,000 total downloads so that we can look at the numbers and see what is really working and what isn't. Go to katiebrinkley.live/21, get your complimentary podcast audit today, and make sure that you're doing everything to the best of your abilities so that you can not only grow your show, but grow your brand as well. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I hope you're leaving with valuable insights and the inspiration to lead your market. If you've enjoyed our time together and found today's podcast episode useful, I have a small favor to ask of you. Please hit that subscribe button to stay updated with the latest episodes. And if you know someone who could benefit from these episodes, maybe a fellow business leader or an aspiring entrepreneur, go ahead and share this episode with them. Let's spread the knowledge and grow together. Also, I'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. Visit me at katiebrinkley.com to connect, to find more resources, or just to share your journey. And be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, The Social Shift, at katiebrinkley.com/book. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Katie Brinkley, and I can't wait to dive into more strategies and stories with you on the next episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. Let's keep on taking your marketing to new heights.